going to talk with the folks from St. John's. That'll be a week from tomorrow. They're going to be in here and doing up a guest mic. Well, all right. It's a brand new month, relatively. It's January 8th, so we got to talk with Mandy Steinberg, our monthly chat from Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center. And you, Mandy Stein, you're always so great about sending me these flyers.
Yep.
And every month, there just seems to be more and more and more stuff going on over there at the community center in Breckenridge. What's happening? By the way, love the trees over there.
Thank you.
Those Christmas trees, those beautiful, beautiful trees.
That is all the city. That those city guys are phenomenal. They went on ladders that I wouldn't even dream to touch, Bill.
Like, I thought about that. I drove by there the other morning going, I wonder how they got those up there. But it just adds to the whole look of the community center, you know, for the holiday. Happy New Year, too, by the way.
Yes, Happy New Year. And then I can't even tell you how giddy like Lori Geffrey was about the 20-foot snowman. I watching her was like a kid, looking like at a kid in a candy store.
So we
that
love
was
Lori.
Amazing.
We
love
Lori.
Yes.
Well, what's going on? January here, the new year, and you think, well, maybe they're slowing down a little. Uh-uh. Nope.
No, we don't tend to slow down, Bill. In fact, we're just ramping up. I will tell you that New Year was fantastic. Just a follow up on our Berlin New Year.
I love the Berlin New Year thing.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. We had a lot attending, and then we do the drawing for the pulling of the cord, and the tiniest kid in there ended up being the one that got the drawing.
I
so
love
his
it.
Mom, it was the best.
I hope you got pictures and video.
We actually videoed it.
Good.
So, and so that was perfect. And he, you know, pulled that cord. The ironic thing, Bill, was that we had someone there from Berlin. So
it's a long way to come for New Year's Eve.
Right. So they were. It was this girl and her grandma who were doing ringing in the New Year with us Berlin style. And the girl was from Berlin. So her parents were in Berlin ringing in the New Year.
And she's in Breckenridge, Minnesota.
Like, when we're doing our balloon drop, they're having their midnight. So it was really cool.
What a great tie-in.
It was really cool.
I love that.
We had a great time with that. But yeah, moving forward, we're doing a lot here as usual. We've got our Monday Madness. This coming Monday, we're going to be doing Popular Vote Tournament. That's a fantastic one where the kids just come in and they decide to vote on what's going to be the tournament of the day. And so I also want to remind everybody what our hours are, which are Monday through Friday, 3 to 5:30. And then our Fridays, we're open through the warming house is 3 to 7 p.m. Saturday is 1 to 7 p.m. And then Sunday, we're open 3 to 6 p.m. And then we just remind everyone that anyone under 10 needs to have an adult with them. So, but all ages are welcome. We love having everyone there. So we have skate rentals there for only $1 a day. And I mean $1 a day. So if on a Saturday you come in at like 2, you rent your pair of skates and you go until they come back at like 4.
For a buck. Boy, that's a good deal.
And so our purpose in the dollar is really just to cover the cost of sharpening every year. So that's what we've got. We've got concessions there, very reasonably priced concessions. It's a really good setting. A lot of games to play. But now today is a special day. We've got our craft day today.
Bead pens and keychains.
Yes,
is what you're doing today.
So I don't know if any of you guys have Google bead pens if you haven't. I mean they're getting really popular right now. They have if you've seen the pictures, they're like, I can't even tell you how excited Tempe is. I told her like we can't go until your stuff is done, and she is like ready to do all the things she needs to do.
Well, see, you guys are trendsetters now. If it's getting to be big, then you're a trendsetter.
Right.
You're ahead of the curve.
Right. No, she is there. And then the keychains, you know, are for those that aren't so excited about the pens. But honestly, I'm excited about the pens.
Okay.
If I'm honest.
Got you wound up.
I'm totally excited. But it is open to all ages, like usual. So it's not, this isn't just youth. This isn't, this is a community. These right. are community events. They're just, it's a great opportunity to get out and do a free craft. We're looking forward to our painting canvases on the 19th. These hours are from 1 to 5:30. So pop over. The 1 to 3 p.m. When kids are at school is a fantastic time for moms with younger kids to come over.
Right.
It's a great chance for your assisted living residents to come over. It's a great chance for daycare. Like, you know, those people that would love to have that opportunity when not everybody is there.
Yeah.
We do encourage anybody that, you know, that has... You know, the residents over at the Richland County. I love it when I drop things out of my head, Bill.
It happens to me daily.
Not old enough to have that happen.
Yeah, it knows no age, believe me.
Right. So just having whoever come over during the time where we don't have our kids from the schools. So I do encourage people to pop over for that. We have our movie day on the January 26th, and we're doing Frozen.
Of course you are.
Because it's January.
It's January.
It's January.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have our usual prizes from Econo Bakery, those cookie sandwiches. I also got some goodie bags with some kind of Frozen-y surprises in there. So we'll have treats. We'll have the usual, our coloring contest for ages 1 to 15. Pizza for $2 a slice, and free admission, treats, free popcorn. And
are you going to sing Let It Go?
You will not see me ever. But I would have no problem giving a microphone
right.
to someone that did.
Okay.
Sorry.
Aren't cell phones fun?
They are.
Yeah, at the
so
worst possible
fun.
Time,
yes.
they're gonna erupt on you.
I have to say though, that's the first time that I've had that happen
mm-hmm.
here.
I know.
I shouldn't have thought it would
constantly. so Frozen the movie.
Yes.
And that
again is 1 to 5:30.
Okay, yep. And the film starts at 2.
Yep. That starts at 2. We'll have pizza delivered, I believe, before that.
Okay.
And then we've got our sneak peek at our Love Our Youth fundraiser.
We're going to talk a lot more about this.
Yes.
In February, but just quickly
yes.
kind of touch on it. What's this about?
So we need help from the community for a couple things for this fundraiser. We need prizes, whether it be individuals or businesses. We need prizes donated. We want to get the most out of this fundraiser. Doesn't help if you have to purchase prizes.
No.
So it is going to be Friday, February 13th, the admission is free. It's $1 to register for the prizes that we're going to have. It is, we're going to have $1 bingo. So it's each card is $1. So if you want to up your chances of winning, you want to buy a couple cards, few cards. We've got $1 bingo cards. And our main event is going to be the Breck Police Department versus the Breck Fire Department in a Try Not to Laugh challenge.
Boy, that sounds interesting.
And I've got a lot of police jokes and a lot of fire jokes and a lot of dad and clean jokes. And I am so excited. It's the way it's going to be set up is perfect.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit roast style. So you're going to have the police telling, you know, your fire jokes and your fire department.
And vice versa.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And throwing, like I said, some good dad jokes. And I'm looking forward to it. There's going to be cookies, cocoa, free skating, coloring contest as well, door prizes.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be amazing. But I am not going to lie. I am more excited about this than I probably should be.
All right. No such thing. And we'll get together first part of February. We're going to talk more about
this.
All right.
Fantastic.
Mandy, always great having you in here. That's what's going on. Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center in the month of January. We'll talk again in February. All right.
Sounds great.
Have a great month. It's 9:32 at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Cloudy sky right now, 30 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The total demand for U.S. ethanol has grown steadily since 2016. The blend rate, ethanol's percentage of finished motor gasoline volume, is one indicator of gasoline blenders' demand for ethanol in vehicle use. March 2025 data showed that the U.S. average blend rate was 10.1